Good morning. Turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 6. Our text begins this morning in verse 45. Mark 6:45. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. He saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought he was a ghost. And he cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to the land at Gennesaret and moored at the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. Let us pray together. Righteous Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great blessings of this day. We thank you for this time that you have gathered us for worship. We thank you for this word that you have preserved for us, the good news about your Son, Jesus Christ. Righteous Father, we pray that as we consider the things that we have read, that our hearts will be softened, that, Father, we will be more receptive and open to your will and to your salvation than Jesus' disciples were during this time. Father, we give all praise, honor, and glory to you. In the name of your Son, amen. So last week, we witnessed, and the disciples witnessed, a great miracle, the feeding of the 5,000. Our text this morning follows right on the heels of that miracle. Jesus and the disciples had arrived at this desolate place, this desert place, by boat last week, seeking some place to take rest and to have something to eat. But immediately after the feeding, Jesus compels his disciples to get back on the boat and sail elsewhere to Bethsaida. And meanwhile, Jesus, by himself, sends the multitude away and then retreats to a nearby mountain to pray. Which is to say that our Lord ultimately took the rest that he had intended to take from the beginning. But that's not the focus of today's reading. Today's reading is about two sets of miracles and two very different reactions to Jesus. The first set of miracles and the first set of reactions involves the disciples there on the boat. They witness incredible miracles. And they've just seen the feeding of the 5,000. And now, as they are out at sea, they see Jesus walking on the surface of the water. And the moment that Jesus comes aboard the boat, the winds that they have been struggling against all night suddenly fall still. Just all of a sudden. How do they react to these things? At first, they do not recognize their master. They do not recognize Jesus. Instead, they think he's a ghost. Jesus is revealing himself to them, by the way. That is the sense of pass by them in verse 48. It says his intention was to pass by them. And we're reminded of how God passed by Elijah on the mountain in 1 Kings 19, or how the Lord passed by Moses as he was on the mountain. Revelations of himself to the prophets. And now Jesus is revealing himself, or attempting to reveal himself, to these disciples who have been following him around and witnessing his teachings and his great works. And yet, they see him and they are terrified because they do not understand what is being revealed to them. We read in verse 51 that they are astounded. The word here means that they've been put completely out of their reckoning. They're not just like, oh, wow, that's cool. Man, that's neat. The sense of this word is that this, the whole situation does not compute for them. It's a word that in some contexts refers to people who have gone insane. Their brain runs up against the things that they have just witnessed and it just shuts down. Yeah, they just cannot wrap their heads around what they are seeing. Why do they react this way? Mark tells us why. Because of the hardness of their hearts. Now, when Jesus and the disciples land on the other side, we see the other set of miracles and another set of very different reactions to Jesus. The first thing that we read about the people of Gennesaret is that they recognized Jesus. It's a painfully pointed contrast with the disciples who do not recognize him. Notice that this encounter with Jesus in Gennesaret runs in reverse of what we've just read about the disciples. The disciples saw a great work, and then the glory of our Lord passed by them, but they mistook him for a ghost. Here, among the people of Gennesaret, the recognition comes first, and then miracles. Because the people of Gennesaret recognize Jesus for who he is, they know that they can find salvation in him. And that's what they're looking for. Right? They run about the whole region bringing in those who need to be saved. Their faith is exactly like the faith of that woman with the flow of blood that we read about a few weeks ago in Mark chapter 5. She thought to herself, if I even touch the fringe of his garment, I will be saved. And she did. And she was, for her faith made her well. Likewise, the people of Gennesaret. They laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. Literally, they were saved. And just as we read in the earlier chapter about the woman with the flow of blood and Jairus' daughter, what we have translated in English as made well is the Greek word meaning saved. This is supposed to have obvious spiritual, religious importance for us. They recognize Jesus and receive salvation. The disciples, well, what do we say about the disciples? Their hearts are hardened. What do we say about them? Well, the call this morning is to lean fully on the salvation of our Lord. The disciples, best as we can tell, best as we can see in this text, they have not been cut off from Jesus. They're still following him. They're still even in his inner circle. But what does their hardness of heart cost them? Their hardness of heart causes them to miss out on the peace and joy that the people of Gennesaret have. Upon seeing their Lord, the disciples react in terror. I mean, it's bad enough being out in the middle of the sea in a windstorm. Imagine that now you're seeing a ghost out on the water, right? I mean, we're like at Rime of the Ancient Mariner levels here. It's like, what, did one of us kill an albatross on the way over or what? They're terrified. How many of us live this way today in relation to our God? We've resolved to follow Jesus. We've resolved to obey the will of God our Father. We do it. We follow through on it. But as we see with the disciples, that does not protect us from hardness of heart. The hardness of our own hearts may prevent us from fully trusting God and seeing Him for who He really is. Maybe we follow Him because He is a terror to us, and not because we are excitedly running about looking for everybody we can bring to Him so that we can come to Him also. Let us say, as Christians have always said from the beginning, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That is the call this morning. Not just to greater obedience, not just to greater acceptance, but to greater trust in our Lord. Because He loves us. He sent His Son to save us. And so we call on all to recognize Him. Believe in the good news of Jesus Christ. Turn away from the life of sin. Confess Jesus as Lord. Be baptized into His death, burial, and resurrection for the remission of your sins. And live faithfully. If you are subject to the invitation, won't you come forward as together we stand and sing.